God of life and death, we bless you in darkness as in light, in sorrow as in joy. Even when a dearly beloved one is taken from us, we turn to you in trust. Grant us your help that we may learn to accept your decrees. Let this sorrow not be in vain. Sanctify our grief that it may lead us to fuller sympathy and deeper love for one another. May the darkness that has come upon us make of us sources of light. May the memory of Judith Feligi inspire us with a stronger sense of duty and responsibility. When you grant us knowledge, strength, or possessions, may we use these gifts to bring healing, hope, and happiness to others. Keep us mindful of our obligations to you, from whom we all come, and to whom we must render account. Though we are bowed down in grief, we acknowledge that we cannot receive only the good from you, not also that which to us is painful and hard to bear. Grant us then the courage and faith to declare, Adonai Natan, Adonai Lakach, Yehi Shem Adonai Mivorach. The Lord hath given and the Lord hath taken away. Praised be the name of the Lord. Amen. Over the years, through spirit song and through other means, Judith wrote and sang, and many of her words she was able to set down. And so today, not only will we be hearing some of those words, but also notes from around the world in sympathy and in care and in reminiscence of Judith. So I'm going to call Minna Schulman and Ella Feig forward, two dear friends, to read from these selections.
Judith's greatest joys were her family and friends. Zach, Kai, and David, of course, topped the list. But through the spirit song, which Jude found to be an incredibly transformative process for her, Jude learned to put herself at the top of the list, too. She learned true acceptance and joy of her own essence. Today, right now, I'm going to read to you an excerpt from Jude entitled Why I Sing by Judith Feligi. I sing because singing is the purest, the truest part of me. Every day, I put my faith in the universe out there, and the song flies out of me in its shimmering, dancing truth. It grows from the personal to the universal and sings in a way I can touch that life is truly much larger than I am, or at least larger than what I can normally feel. I sing because I can. I sing because I must. I sing because it is my window to the larger picture, to the universe, to the universal. I sing because it is my path to healing myself and the planet, working our way toward peace and love, which are, finally, the only things that matter.
Judith's spirit touched so many people. Her list of friends, so very long. From those who regrettably couldn't be with us here today, here are but a few of the outpourings of emotion in some of the emails coming in from around the world. From Mike and Ira in Helsinki, Finland, what we will always remember about Judith is not only her amazing beauty, but that sparkle in her eye that let you know you weren't getting anything by her. Her candor and sense of humor were wonderful, not to be surpassed by her generosity to others. From Lee Torrance in Penajachel, Guatemala, my candles are lit and I am holding her in my heart. She had incredible inner strength a month ago when I spent time with her at the lake in Guatemala. The way she embraced her weakened physical state is a lesson burned so deeply into my soul. I will never forget her strength, her attitude. I send this message hoping that the love in all of our hearts carries her through this transition as it should for such a loving spirit. Judith is an inspiration to me. And from Pam Ackerman, Spirit Song Sister in New Jersey, I so treasure the day I spent with Judith in New York. She had had her head done with a beautiful henna design, and everywhere we went, people came up to her and told her how beautiful it was. And oh boy, that girl could get around. It started me thinking about how fiercely and lovingly she lived her life. And she never gave up and never stopped loving and living with such great passion. Her words and dance and jewelry and clothing are filled with her spirit, and I will be reading and singing her poems and songs as I travel my path.